This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhat messed up, and we're here to talk about them, maybe with ideas on how to straighten them out. How's that? What a refreshing way to view the issues of the day, the events of the day. It's Wednesday, the 23rd/7/23/14, Doug Stephan Good Day program, with some answers to questions, things that people are talking about, legal items in the news in the last 24 hours. Two federal appeals court panels issued conflicting rulings yesterday on whether the government ought to subsidize health insurance premiums. Imagine. Ken Kessler's voice is there because he's here with me on Good Day, taking your input mostly through the social media, facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com as we go in depth into a couple of the legal items. In a moment or two, we'll have Stephen J.J. Wiseman here to talk about the legalities. There are several items, issues in the news. I don't think we'll talk to him about this because I think we have enough in front of us to discuss for a few minutes. So, these appeals court rulings that do not agree with one another on whether or not there should be subsidies for health insurance premiums. So that does nothing but raise more questions about the future of health care, the health care law, which has been, 4 years in the making?
Something like that.
Yeah. These contradictory rulings will apparently have no immediate impact on consumers, but they could inject uncertainty, confusion, and turmoil. Wait a minute. Could? Already there is uncertainty, confusion, and turmoil into the health insurance business. Remember, this is not a health plan. This is not about health care. This is about access to insurance so you can get coverage for things. It doesn't fix anything that has to do with the health care system, the outrageous costs of healthcare system. They'll argue that it does. When you get down right down to the nitty-gritty, it doesn't. It's a flawed concept, flawed application, flawed bill. So the vote was 2-1. A panel in the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia struck down a regulation issued by the IRS that authorizes the payment of premium subsidies in states that rely on the federal insurance exchange. So here's the IRS once again. They've got to be in complete disarray there. It's got to be a complete mess at the IRS. So if this ruling stands, Kenny, it could cut off financial assistance for more than 4.5 million who were found to be eligible for subsidized insurance in the federal exchange. It could also undercut enforcement of the requirement for most Americans to have insurance and the requirement for larger employers to offer it to their full-time employees. So those of you not so fast here with paying for this, it may be that, I suppose that's why this throws it into the air.
Because what do?
Do you wait for, so it's going to go to the Supreme Court. It'll have to go to the Supreme Court. Justice Department. Go ahead.
There are more cases that are pending in Indiana and Oklahoma, I think. So it's just going to keep getting to be a bigger and bigger mess.
Wouldn't you think they'd want to try to fix it instead of fighting it all the time? Fix it!
Yeah.
Fix it! Justice Department says the government will continue paying subsidies to insurance companies on behalf of consumers in 36 states. You know that 14 of the states have their own exchange, so there are 36 states that have the federal exchange. Critics of the law say the ruling in Washington vindicates their opposition to it. Within hours of this ruling, however, a three-judge panel of the U.S. District Court of Appeals in the Fourth Circuit, which is in Virginia, issued a ruling that came to the opposite conclusion. The panel there upheld the subsidy, saying the IRS's rule was a permissible exercise of the agency's discretion. Why does the agency have any discretion? Why does any? Never mind. Well, it's the IRS. Why does the FDA? Why does the USDA? Why does the EPA? Why do any of them have discretion? The language of the Affordable Care Act on this point, they say, is, quote, ambiguous and subject to multiple interpretations. So now let's see, there's one where there's a separate case. Justice Department informed a federal appeals court in Denver that the Obama administration would issue new rules within a month, revising a compromise on contraceptive coverage under the health care law in response to a recent Supreme Court ruling. Remember the one that was announced in June that sort of put that thing on its head. That court ruled that Wheaton College, which is a Christian college in Illinois, didn't have to fill out certain forms that would result in birth control being provided by insurers. Same kind of thing as the Hobby Lobby thing. So, up next, more legal opining on the part of my crew and Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on Good Day.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get a 12-pack of Staples number 2 pencils for 68 cents and rulers for a quarter and classic Crayola markers for 97 cents.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to store, staples.com for details.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastley Farm as well. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound, free.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
It's Sam Adams' summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. It's time for Sam Adams' summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams' summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Hotel doors are for privacy. They're also the best way to get inside your room. The twin beds in hotels aren't special made beds for twins. When you spend less on a hotel room, you still get to use the entire hotel room.
Get up to 40% off hotels during the summer sale. Hurry and book by August 4th for travel by August 18th. Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richie and Jennifer and Ken and I, happy to have our friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman, legal authority, professor of law, and the student of the news when it comes to whatever there is in the news that has to have a legal interpretation. I always turn to Steve. So this jury awards the widow. This is the second or third time this has happened in terms of these big dollars, Steve. I've forgotten how long ago it was that the same sort of thing happened. Billions of dollars given as an award to the relatives of a chain smoker who died. I think at that time, R.J. Reynolds was the bad guy as well, wasn't it?
Actually, one of the ones that mirrors this, because there have been others with R.J. Reynolds, there was one in 2002 against Philip Morris, where it was $28 billion, and on appeal, it was reduced to a mere $28 million from $28 billion.
And so did they pay it and they went away? The family,
they resolved it. I mean, it's very interesting because the idea behind punitive damages is to punish a company and deter them from acting this way in the future. You know, one of the biggest ones was with the Ford Pinto. Here, the company had made the financial decision. We can accept a certain number of wrongful death actions and just pay them. And so they had a product that was absolutely deadly, and they knew it. So you had to take a real large punitive damage to deter them from doing that.
If you've got a really bad company and you know it, clap your hands. If you've got a really bad company, you got
all me.
All right. So anyway, R.J. Reynolds will fight this. They'll spend a lot of money, so they don't have to pay out a lot of money. At the end of the day, more or less the same thing happens, right?
Yeah, it is all the same deal, because what's so unusual here about punitive damages that are going to deter, they're not going to deter the tobacco companies, and it's a unique product. If tobacco was brought on to the scene today, it would never be allowed, but it is legal. People can smoke if they so choose, and it's their decision. I'll tell you, very frankly, I'm a big critic of the tobacco companies, but this particular case, this guy didn't start smoking till the 1970s, well after the Surgeon General's report. Now, there was evidence in the trial. They had some take from C-SPAN where tobacco industry execs were saying smoking didn't cause cancer and it wasn't addictive. But, you know, what idiot believes that? It's a tough position.
I mean, back in the 70s, it was still kind of like, because in the late 50s and early 60s, they still had doctors on the television telling you they smoked Camel because it was the healthiest cigarette around.
Oh, yeah, Richie, you know, I teach a course in media law, and we deal with advertising, and we show some of those exact TV ads.
Right.
More doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette.
Exactly.
That's incredible.
And, you know, it you can't overcome that in 5 or 8 or 10 years by 1974. So, but certainly nowadays, if anybody were to start smoking, you don't have a case.
Yeah, I would think it would be pretty damn difficult. And frankly, what's kind of funny is you look at the history of the tobacco industry defending these cases, and at first, for years and years and years, was the jury's out, no one knows if it causes cancer or heart disease. Then they switched to, well, it's their fault because everybody knows it causes cancer and heart disease. So this is going to be tough. This will, obviously, it doesn't meet the law in regard to punitive damages. It would be considered excessive. You right. get knocked down.
60. Let's do 60 seconds on or less on the gynecological award at Johns Hopkins, 190 million to 8,000 women who were photographed by this doctor in his pen.
I'm sorry, for what was the class action?
The class action is against a gynecologist working with Johns Hopkins. Johns Hopkins now has to pay $190 million to women and girls who were secretly recorded by the doctor during their exams.
I don't have a problem with that. There is a privacy that is critical in that kind of a relationship, and this is the kind of thing that needs to have a strong statement in the court.
Attorney Steve Wiseman, we call him Stephen J.J. Wiseman, because his middle name is John John. Thank you, Steve. 21 after, and good day.
Don't complain.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Songs the Beatles did that I was listening to the Beatles show they have on K-Earth in Los Angeles, Kenny, on Sunday morning, and they dig out some of the tracks that when you hear them,
the deep cuts.
But they're pretty good, actually. All right, so what's the story here, Kenny?
Well, there's a memorial tree in Los Angeles for George Harrison.
Yes, there is.
That's where he died. And it was planted in 2004, I think. And it has succumbed to an infestation of real Beetles.
The Beetles.
I bet Yoko Ono released him.
They did.
That woman.
Ringo.
They have taken care of the tree, and the beetle bugs have taken care of the tree, and it is no more. So there's another one that's going to be put in there, and there's a plaque that commemorates George, but it's just proof that the universe
Beatles,
is a funny place.
It is a funny
the
place.
The Beatles took care of George's memorial.
Yeah. No longer the fourth Beatle, eh? I'm taking care of you.
All right, Rich, you got some music from country superstar Shania Twain.
Oh, I can get that for you real quick.
Shania Twain is going to end her residency in Las Vegas. Her last show is going to be December 13th.
I got to get there and see it before it's over. I've been wanting to do that.
Why is she doing this, Jennifer?
Well, you know, Caesars does that. They do series like this all the time. They've had Celine Dion, Rod Stewart, Elton John, Shania Twain was in there. And I think maybe it has been for a couple of years. So it's supposed to be a phenomenal show. She does, like, flying motorcycles and horses.
Really?
And, yeah, kind of fun.
She's done a lot of good while she was there. She started an after-school program for needy Las Vegas school children, the Shania Kids Can Clubhouse. She loves their support for her. Anyway, I guess Is the news is it worth any time?
Well, it is if you mark your calendar. If you want to see the show, you've got until December to do it.
Right.
She was off the books for years, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Historical perspective. O.J. Simpson pleaded absolutely 100% not guilty on this date in 1994 to the charges he murdered his wife. Drove by the house yesterday. She's still not home.
If the glove doesn't fit, you must have quit.
Who would have thought when he said not guilty that he would have walked?
Uh-huh. Not guilty.
I think everybody thought that he was not guilty still at that point.
Hmm.
And then a little bit later is when everybody started going, uh-oh.
I was the only one on the radio in Los Angeles
you
that
were.
Stood up for him.
I remember that.
And I didn't make myself very popular for doing it. In 1998 on this date, Richie,
yeah.
President Bill Clinton
yeah.
signed a bill designed to mold the IRS into a friendlier, more fair tax collection agency.
How's that working out for you?
Democratic and Republican lawmakers attended the bill signing ceremony. Now that it's been a couple of years, what do you think of the fuzzy, warm IRS, boys and girls?
Did you hear that there is a new book coming out basically claiming that Bill has a mistress?
And, duh.
Yeah, no kidding. But and that his security detail calls her, what, the Energizer. And whenever Hillary is on her way home, that the Energizer is to be. So this book is about to come out here in the next few weeks, from what I understand.
Really? A whole book? What's the story?
It's a book about past presidents and dirt on them, and that's the dirt on him.
Yeah, that's not dirt on him.
I know. What's dirt that's about Tuesday.
That? Yeah, right, really. Well, everybody assumed, but nobody had any proof.
Ah.
What?
She's a hottie. I love her.
28 minutes after the hour on
here
good
comes
day.
Hillary.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Kid. If something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita. Morn and win.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Here and here, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
We have it on. We have it turned on. Tuned in and turned on, as they say. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Who is it? They say, as they say. I don't know who says that. Kenny, do you say that? Tuned in and turned on. That's not part of your... When you're starting your day's conversation with Lisa, your wife. Hey, Lisa, we're turned on, turned in, tuned in. The old puking radio guy days. So Kenny and I are here in depth analyzing several things that are going on with some in-depth conversation with people who kind of know what's going on. Health items in the news in this half hour. After we spend a moment or two listening to the ladies on The View yesterday talk about a new Secret Service book that's been written about Hillary and Bill.
There's a new book called The First Family Details. Secret Service agents reveal the hidden lives of presidents. And it claims that Bill Clinton has a mistress that visits the house so often that when Hillary is out of town, they see her and they have nicknamed her the Energizer. Now, this is apparently a new book.
Now, this is the same, this person who wrote this book is the same person that broke it. Remember when those Secret Service, Obama Secret Service hired prostitutes is the same guy that broke that story.
Mm-hmm. But, I'm so tired of hearing about Bill Clinton's sort of extracurricular activities, because the bottom line is this is to shame Hillary, right?
Because she may be running for president.
And I think we should stop doing that. Why are we shaming women for the actions of their husbands? And it's their private affair, isn't it? I mean, if they have whatever agreement they have, or if she knows about this, or if she doesn't know about this, why is there a book about it?
I don't know if it's a private affair if all the Secret Service got a nickname for you.
I'm sorry. I mean, my dog walker has a confidentiality agreement. The fact that the Secret Service...
No, but it's not the Secret Service. I don't know.
But people are talking. It's like, I don't get that.
Do you think it's appropriate for them to, for people to be right.
Well, do you believe it,
first of all? Do you believe it? Because he may, I mean...
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
whether you believe it or not, because it's been put out into the ether.
All it is grist for the Newsmax crowd. That's all that is. Is it like you didn't think or you didn't know what Bill Clinton was all about? That's a Newsmax special. There it is. That's all. Fox and Newsmax are the only ones who benefit from that kind of crap. And so, yeah, it is aimed at embarrassing, or certainly you can make a case for it being aimed at embarrassing Hillary. But it's interesting to hear the different bits and pieces, because there are a lot of people who have been talking about this the last few days. 888-302-3684 reaches us for your comment. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. We're interested in your input through social media, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Class action settlements that have been proposed and in fact carried out in part for NFL players, retired NFL players. These class action settlements are often pretty messy. When enough aggrieved people get together, it's kind of natural that some of them will be unhappy with a deal that is a result of negotiation between parties trying to avoid a long, expensive trial. And you're never sure what the outcome is going to be anyway. So this settlement in the case brought by these retired players who claim that the NFL hid from them the dangers of concussions is similar to that. If you talk to retired players, for example, I saw a story that basically surveyed some retired players asking them what they think of the settlement. So if you got 10 guys, are there going to be 10 different points of view? Well, let's see. I had no idea, by the way, Kenny, there were 20,000 retired players, 20,000 NFL players. How many of these people are people that you actually know? Some of them only play for a season, right? They get into the game because they've been good in college. They get put out as meat for the grist, as it were. Anyway, 20,000 retired players in the next few weeks and their beneficiaries are going to have to make a final decision to accept or not to accept the proposed deal. The deal includes an unlimited number of cash awards for a small set of severe neurological conditions. To opt out and perhaps sue the league for more, you can do that, or to object and possibly appeal the settlement. So in order to make informed choices, retired players are going to have to pore over the settlement agreements, or get to lawyers who will, and doctors who will, consult what their own health records may show, what their financial needs may be. They'll also have to weigh a host of arguments for and against accepting the plan. Here's a guy named Jeff Nixon that I read about, played for the Buffalo Bills in the late 70s and early 80s, among those who view the settlement as the best of several bad options. Going to trial was no slam dunk because the players would have to clear several significant legal hurdles, most notably the league's argument that the collective bargaining agreement governed players' injuries. But why, in the circumstance that the NFL finds themselves in, which is all about bad PR, I mean, as the season gets underway, you see a lot of the players taking to the field, getting ready to participate in the first practices because it's pro football season. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? It's pro football season again. They're getting ready to start their, what is it? It's usually the first week of August where they have their first games, right, Kenny? And they're in practice now?
Yeah, it's coming up very soon.
Yeah. Anyway, Nixon said, quote, "The lawyers fought as hard as they could and got as much as they could from the settlement." Nixon has a blog, by the way, about the settlement. He says to continue litigation is pretty risky business. Let's see here. I'm looking at some of the other things that he said. The settlement will get money into the hands of the former players who are in the worst shape, those who have Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, dementia. This settlement will act as an insurance policy for players whose health is deteriorating. Quote, "We didn't get everything we wanted, but we got the NFL to say, we'll give you guys money if you have symptoms. Bottom line is, if you have impairment and symptoms, you're going to get paid."
There are a lot of retired players who say the settlement is irreparably flawed. Seven of them took the step this week of asking a federal appeals court to intervene to correct what they say are the deficiencies. Let's see here. Seven of the players, Sean Morey, Alan Faneca. What do we know about these two guys, Kenny? Do you know where they played? I don't know their names.
No, I don't know the names.
But again, there's 20,000 of these guys out there.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. They through their lawyers, say the class as certified is doomed. They know the players who had been found to have chronic traumatic problems like CTE, it's a degenerative brain disease closely related to Alzheimer's, who had died before the settlement was finalized, could get $4 million. I guess the families would get them. And I was looking at some of the lawyers and their conversations back and forth with the clients and what happens going forward. This thing, I said this when we were on there. Well, I've been on this for about four and a half years. When I first realized, because I went to a company in Denver called Seriscan, and I had my own brain examined, and there's a new software that when it takes the machine takes picture of your brain, it analyzes where your brain has been and where it's going, what are likely to be the trends. And I'm looking at mine and comparing it, the baseline with 3,400 NFL players that they'd already scanned. And you look at these guys, and their brains are spaghetti. And no chance that most of them are going to live out a normal life. So I started asking a lot of questions about helmets and how high school kids are being protected, college kids are being protected, and it stirred up a hornet's nest. And so now it's come to this. So it looks like this is not over by any stretch of the imagination. By the way, Michael Sam took to the field. He's the first openly gay draftee practicing for the Rams, if anybody's interested. In terms of what we're interested in, the focus here in the last few minutes has been medical, the NFL settlement. Dr. Ron Hoffman joins me in a moment to talk about a number of things like this rogue gynecologist settlement against Johns Hopkins going to cost them millions of dollars. That's coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
It's Sam Adams' summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Summertime's here.
I like the citrus. Crisp and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams' summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams' summer ale.
Boss beer. Pretty awesome. Sip responsibly.
Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried in Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morning win.
This next song goes out to someone real special. Web developers. You've developed a worldwide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code. And that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is here with us on Good Day at 14 before the hour. Dr. Hoffman practices in New York, has a great website, does a lot of radio work. Dr. Hoffman, HOFFMAN.com. You have written a lot in your newsletter. That's why I use your website address, because I think there's a great newsletter there in the offing for people that want to take advantage of it. And you've written a lot about Alzheimer's and dementia and stuff. In fact, I was at the Santa Monica homeopathic pharmacy yesterday, and I had that list of the 12 things that you say people ought to take to avoid the problems of dementia and Alzheimer's. So a lady looked at me and she said, "What's this list?" And I said, "Can you get me all of these things?" She said, "Yeah, what's it for?" I said, "So that I will be able, when I'm your age, to be able to think clearly like you do." She looked at me, because she was a rather mature lady. But anyway, there also are risk factors, a lot of things being published. Now, do we really have a lot of new information about Alzheimer's that can help people? Because I think there was one story this week that suggested fully 25-30% of Alzheimer's cases are unnecessary. You shouldn't be getting it.
Did I lose the 99% of the drugs that are tested don't work. And yeah. So more and more doctors are turning towards prevention rather than treatment of Alzheimer's, because otherwise we're going to have a big mess on our hands. We're going to have an enormous number of aging baby boomers who are frankly dependent on society. Yeah. So prevention is more and more important. And, elements of prevention, exercise is a biggie. And it actually turns out that it's more physical exercise than mental exercise that can make a difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
And various nutrients, fish oil has shown to be helpful. Curcumin, kitchen spice that's in curry.
Yeah.
These are some of the things that can help.
Make sure that you're not smoking, too. Smoking
is
very woof. Okay. The rogue gynecologist at Johns Hopkins, who's going to be responsible for them having to pay out $190 million to 8,000 women. How in the world? You said, we were talking off here, you used to do pelvic exams as sort of a generalist. How do you set up a camera and get this weird about this? And then who catches you?
Well, it's totally bizarre. I mean, first of all, this guy is dead, committed suicide, attached a helium balloon to a plastic bag and asphyxiated himself. So we'll never know his motives. But the women recall that he was very, very strange, cold and impersonal during exams.
Uh-huh.
And set about his work methodically. $190 million settlement from Johns Hopkins University.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very strange. I mean, there's some very strange people who find their way into the field of medicine, just like any field. There's some bad apples.
He had a pen camera to do the work. Oof. All right, let's see the essence of niacin. There are a lot of people who say niacin is bad. I'm wondering what you say about niacin, given what was published in the New England Journal of Medicine last week.
Right, this is actually a big theme of my radio show this weekend. You can actually get a download of that at drhoffman.com and listen to my commentary. Niacin was a biggie in the 80s and 90s, and it is actually a billion-dollar industry, because it's not just a supplement, it's a drug. Niaspan was a long-release niacin that's available via prescription. Newer studies now show that A, it's probably not helpful, and B, it could even have harmful effects. It may be that the type available in the health food store has less in the way of side effects because it's not a time release, it's a quick release, yeah. But then you get a lot of flushing, which is a nuisance.
So I've not had that problem. I take niacin because I didn't want to do a statin drug,
yeah.
Although I'm more and more being convinced that maybe it's a good idea. My good cholesterol grows up a little bit each year, and the bad cholesterol comes down a little bit each year, but the niacin seems to ameliorate that. But if I took statin drugs, that would make it work faster, yes or no?
Well, you know, it depends. I think statin drugs are overrated. Sometimes they can be helpful, but overall, I'm a big believer in lifestyle.
Check out drhoffman.com, folks.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Andy.
Ask yourself, who'd watch for me? My only friend.
What do you do, sleep with that thing on your pillow?
What if I slept?
It's hard to say it. I hate to say it. But it's probably me.
You really are crazy.
When your belly's empty.
All right. So, we have Sting and Eric Clapton from the movie Lethal Weapon 3. This is a song called It's Probably Me. Danny Glover, who was not Riggs, 68 today.
He was
Murtaugh. There's some talk still, Chuck Curry, isn't there, of them getting together to do another one of these?
No, not them. This talk, this plans to reboot the franchise over Warner Brothers, but it's not going to involve Mel Gibson or Danny Glover.
Really?
Good.
Yeah, they're talking about Chris Hemsworth, who I like, who plays Thor in the Marvel superhero movies in the Mel Gibson.
Yeah, he's good. As long as they don't have that idiot Kevin, whatever his name is playing Glover's role. What's that guy, Sorbo?
Kevin Hart.
Yeah, Kevin Hart.
Yeah, I don't think there we go. He's
waste
a little
of
too
time
silly.
He is. Just a complete. He's almost as annoying as the other guy that was in with Will Smith, those movies. Was the other, he was the cop. What was the.
Oh, Chris Rock. No.
Chris Rock is funny.
Chris Tucker.
No, he's funny too. No, the other guy.
Chris Tucker's annoying.
Was a TV guy.
Okay.
Come on. All right, you guys can't remember anything. What's the matter
with
these people?
It's all our fault.
55. You got it. 55.
Our clue was, the TV guy.
Yeah.
He, My feel, yeah, that narrows it.
Martin Lawrence.
My feeling.
Martin Lawrence is who I was thinking.
Oh yeah.
Lethal Weapon sound like a. It's not like rebooting James Bond or Batman, where another actor has to take the part. But yeah, Lethal Weapon is Mel Gibson, Danny Glover. If they want to do another cop movie, just name it something different. But they're not gonna. That's not what they do, because they're gonna piggyback off the name of the franchise to make money.
I saw Captain America on the plane coming back last night, Chucker.
And it's very good, right?
I thought it was quite a good movie.
Yeah,
very.
It was quite a good movie. I didn't know what to expect. After my son, who's friends with this kid, what's his name, who plays Captain America?
Chris Evans.
Right. When he was in Japan to open up the franchise over there, he was saying, complaining to Brennan about how difficult it is now for him to go anywhere incognito. And Brennan says, what do you think is going to happen to you? You're starring in the biggest movie of the summer, and you think people aren't going to recognize you on the street? Anyway, I thought that was pretty funny. He seems like a good kid, though. And that franchise is certainly alive and can't go anywhere but up. But didn't they sort of leave it open for the next installment?
They're going to make, they already have the release date. It's summer of 2016, Captain America 3. Well, we've got a whole slew of movies lined up. You know, but one of the problems in the business, and, you know, this weekend at the box office week to week from last year was down 25%. Mm. And for the summer of this year, box office is down
19%. They're watching this stuff in every... I didn't see Captain America in the movie theater. I saw it on a box on an airplane.
I think one of the big problems here...
It did very. It made money. It made $250 million here in the States alone.
Yeah,
but it's one of the best scripts of the summer.
Is it Marvel that says if you don't release a movie every year and a half, we yank the franchise from you and sell it to somebody else?
That's Sony's. Well, Marvel would get the rights back to Spider-Man if Sony doesn't make a Spider-Man movie every couple of years.
Really.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. The first movie, he got paid $750,000. The second one, this was the second Captain America, right?
Yes. But he also played Captain America in the Avengers. Is playing him in the Avengers too.
One of them, I think, the second one, he got $4 million. So the first one $750, the second one $4 million. But if it makes that kind of dough, is he a replaceable, or does he have to be reasonable? And
no, I think they'll pay him. I think they'll pay him big money. You know, it's interesting you said that, because I believe Forbes just released their list of highest paid actors of 2000.
Robert Downey Jr. On the top.
And that money came from the Avengers, the back end.
$75 million.
Yeah, but did you see who was second?
No, I didn't.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, $53 million.
Wow, good for him.
Yeah.
That is some story. I mean, think about it. From
Bradley Cooper, $46 million.
A major movie star.
Leonardo DiCaprio, $39 million. Chris Hemsworth, $37 million. Cruise is missing from that list. That's kind of interesting, isn't it, huh?
That is interesting.
But he's made a lot of money over the years.
Yeah, I'm not shedding any tears for Tom Cruise.
No, he's okay.
No, we have to have a benefit for him. But Dwayne Johnson,
I'm glad. That's a great guy.
What about Wahlberg? I would have thought Wahlberg
he's
would
on
be
there. He made, I think, $34 million.
Yeah, he's doing all right. He's a very likable guy. I read an interesting article about him and what people like about him. Philip Seymour Hoffman didn't leave money to his children. He said they can make it on their own. Isn't that interesting?
What a dirtbag.
Good luck to you. 59 after on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.